Hello, Jim.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Good.
Just a couple of questions, but to put those questions in context, I've got some plaque in the arteries and inflammation. The first question has to deal with what's the difference between lipoic acid and alpha-linolenic acid, and are either one of those helpful for heart disease?
What was the second one again?
Is it alpha-linolenic acid?
Oh, alpha-linolenic acid, yes.
Yeah.
Very different molecules.
Oh.
So the alpha-lipoic acid is a very powerful antioxidant. It's typically used for liver problems. And I also use it quite a bit in diabetes because it seems to help the insulin resistance in type 2 diabetes, especially.
Okay.
No
cardiovascular benefit from that?
Oh, maybe a little bit, Jim, but yeah, I probably wouldn't put that at the top of the list. Yeah.
Okay.
But on the other hand, the alpha-linolenic acid that's found in fish oil can be, quite good at opening up the plaquing, and I usually give a fairly high dose, like 1,000 milligrams of fish oil 3 times a day.
Okay.
I wouldn't necessarily rely on just the alpha linolenic acid,
right?
But it is a really good anti-inflammatory, definitely.
Oh, okay. Well, that kind of then so. Do you get that when you take omega-3s, or
yes?
Okay, so if
it's one of the main omega-3, fatty acids that is in fish oil.
So is it in the EPA or the DHA, or just part of the omega-3s?
Yeah, it's just part of the omega-3.
Because I usually don't. Do you have to see that on the ingredients? Because the fish oil I have now doesn't have a line item for that. Would that need to be on there?
No, you can buy it as a supplement individually, but that usually on the fish oil labels they don't measure, and it can vary quite a bit according to the product.
Okay. All right.
So
I need to try to hopefully find one that does list it out.
Yeah.
But just because you're getting 2,000, say, milligrams of DHA doesn't necessarily mean that you're getting a certain level of...
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it all, it's like... I'm not sure what to compare it to. It's not delineated on the label, unfortunately. So, but if you're doing a high-quality fish oil... like Nordic Natural or Pharmax is really good. So those are good brands, and typically they keep track of that in their batches of fish oil, and they try to maximize that. But and I also recommend tocotrienols and high gamma vitamin E along with the fish oil to help keep the circulation open.
Oh, tocotrienols.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. And then I guess the last thing then, so you kind of answered my inflammation question. That was the second question. So I'm currently taking, maybe you've already answered this, I'm currently taking 2,000 milligrams of EPA a day, which I assume is the anti-inflammatory. But is that enough to combat inflammation, arterial inflammation, or should I be on more of the EPA?
Well, it's a substantial dose. I would say, depending on how much plaquing or blockage you have in the arteries, you might go up to even 3,000 milligrams, but 2,000 is quite reasonable.
Okay.
And then I also add natokinase to that. So.
Oh, natto, what'd you say? Natto.
Natokinase, which is an enzyme that helps break up the plaque. And unfortunately, Jim, we got the music coming, so.
What dosage on natokinase, real quick?
100 milligrams twice a day. Thanks for your call, Jim. Dr. Wright will be back with us next week.